This is Fresh Air. Last week, our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz went to see director Peter Sellers' latest opera production at PepsiCo's Summer Fair in Purchase, New York. Sellers is known for his ambitious debuts and his often controversial, updated interpretations of theater classics and opera. This time, he and conductor Craig Smith have taken on Mozart's Don Giovanni, the story of a womanizing young nobleman.
1987 marks the bicentennial not only of the American Constitution, but of another more ambiguous statement about liberty, Mozart's Don Giovanni. Viva la libertà, Mozart's revolutionary Don Juan makes everyone repeat at his wild party. Probably no one has ever taken more liberties with our preconceptions of this opera than Peter Sellers, the young American director who, with his collaborator, conductor Craig Smith, has been changing the face of 20th century opera production. Don Giovanni at PepsiCo Summer Fair is their latest adventure. Sellers worked on Don Giovanni once before, 7 years ago. It was his first complete professional opera, and like all his later work, it was both controversial and a knockout. His most notorious image for life in the fast lane was a Big Mac at Don Giovanni's elegant Last Supper. The contemporary updating demystified the supernatural ending, turning heavenly retribution into a practical joke on the Don perpetrated by his victims. But Sellers has deepened his ability to mix styles and blend the realistic with the visionary. The Big Mac is still there, now joined by Chicken McNuggets, and so is the sinister practical joke, the handguns and hypodermic needles. But he also brings back Mozart's apocalyptic, supernatural ending, and with overwhelming theatrical and moral power. The new setting, brilliantly designed by George Zippen, is a street corner in Spanish Harlem, the intersection of, say, 117th Street and the 7th Circle of Hell. There are burning trash cans, a church with a white neon cross, corrugated metal storefronts, a gaping excavation with blinking warning lights, and a three-story tenement with windows that light up and open like an advent calendar designed by Hieronymus Bosch. The lighting by James F. Ingalls works like cross-cutting in a movie, a brilliant solution to Mozart's cinematic scene shifting. It both dazzles and keeps us in the dark. Sometimes you can barely make out what's going on. This is a dangerous night world. There are no rules, and life is cheap. Don Giovanni here is a free-spending, sex-obsessed drug dealer, young but already burnt out. Not the least perverse of Sellers' ideas is that the notorious libertine is almost completely passive. He makes women run after him, and he's especially fond of little girls. Here's Kurt Allman elegantly singing the famous serenade. The noise in the middle isn't a set change, but Don Giovanni falling off his chair when a mysterious little girl suddenly appears in a second-story window, the same girl who'll rematerialize at the end of the opera and pull him down headfirst through an open manhole into hell.
Oh,
Sellers consistently avoids class distinctions. Leporello is more the Don's henchman than his servant. Donna Anna is not an aristocrat, but a heroin addict who's been having a secret affair with Don Giovanni. Not all of this works, and some of the casting is weak. But Lorraine Hunt as Elvira, who looks like Madonna and sounds like a major new opera star, gives a devastating, no-holds-barred performance as the woman wronged who still wants to save her lover's soul. Janet Brown as Zerlina is heartbreaking in the fragile beauty of her voice and demeanor, especially in her soothingly sexual wedding night reconciliation aria. And Jose Garcia is extraordinary as both her exuberantly demonstrative husband, loving yet violent, and the imposing commendatore who returns as a ghostly statue. Craig Smith's conducting is magnificent, spacious like Klemperer, and full of ironic contrasts. He builds the whole opera inevitably and enthrallingly to its shattering conclusion. What's most extraordinary about this production is that in spite of all its ideas, maybe too many for its own good, its vision is basically instinctual. It reaches you on a profoundly emotional level. I've never seen a Don Giovanni that comes to grips so fully with the vision of hell and the hell we make of our lives that Mozart created in his sublime and dangerous music.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Don Giovanni will be in repertory with the first of the Sellers-Smith-Mozart collaborations, Così fan tutte, at PepsiCo's Summer Fair through August 2nd. You're listening to Fresh Air.